That is in Isaiah 26 and 3. Amen? You know, we as people would say, how in the world can we do that? How can we keep our mind on Jesus all the time? When you talk about it, it seems like it's hard, but it's not. It's really simple. Knowing that the Lord of the universe is by your side, that's what peace is. Resting in Him, it is not just knowing, but living it out. Peace is setting in comfort and knowing that God is next to your side. You know, we as human beings, we want to always be connected to somebody or something. But that is normal because we are humans. But why not be connected to God where we know peace is going to be? Let me read that again. Peace is knowing that the Lord of the universe is by your side and resting in that. It is not just knowing, but living it out. Peace is setting in comfort and knowing that God is next to your side. We can talk about peace until we blue in the face. But if we are not doing the things God wants us to do and the way He wants us to do it, we will not have peace. Amen? How to have perfect peace. I'm just going to list some ways how we can have perfect peace. Because that's what He said in Isaiah 26 and 3. If we keep our minds on Him, He'll keep us in perfect peace. That seemed like a hard thing. How can God do that? But He can, because He is God. Peace is not something you can get by fighting, cussing, lying, cheating, stealing, drinking so much alcohol till you pass out, drugs till your mind is gone and you do all kind of ugly stuff. Even success. You could be at the top of the mountain and still don't have peace. If you're paying attention to the news, you notice that you got people that's up there and making plenty of money, and they still take their life. Money don't give you peace. Success don't give you peace. You can't buy peace. You can't sell peace. You got to get that directly from God. It doesn't matter what race you are, what color you are. All of that don't get you peace. If you got peace in any of these ways, I didn't list a lot of them, I just list some things. If you got peace, it's false peace. The real peace from God will keep you in perfect peace. Suicide, killing, why? All of that. When you do stuff like that, you don't have no peace. Because He told us already in Isaiah 26 and 3, if we keep our minds on Him, He will keep us in perfect peace. If you got peace, you're not going to kill yourself. If you got peace, you are not going to kill others. I don't care what kind of excuse we come up with, it's not true. God said, let every man be a liar and God be the truth. He said He is not the God, the liar, neither the son of man, that He need to repent. So if somebody say, oh, they needed peace. Oh, that give them peace. Oh, no. God had nothing to do with that. He said He come to give life and life more abundant. Amen? So all of these things that the world system must put in our face to make us think we need this to have peace. Even tell our ladies a certain kind of hair do you wear, certain kind of clothes you wear, certain kind of cologne you wear, certain way you got to be built or look. to have peace. The devil is a liar. That's not what God said. He said, if we keep our minds on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's in Philippians 4 and 16. The peace I give, it surpasses all understanding. The peace of God will rule your hearts and minds. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Remember, I say God came to give life and life more abundant. He didn't come to steal, kill, destroy, or none of that. That's the enemy. It says it in the word of God. The enemy come to destroy, kill, and steal. Amen. One of the things that we can do to have peace, and there's so much you can do, but I'm going to just name a few. In Joshua 1 and 8, it says, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success if we meditate. That's what he said. Now, you know, we say we don't have time to have our mind on Jesus all the time. We don't have time to read the word. We don't have time to pray. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. We have time to sit down and eat. We have time to sit and watch the TV, the one-eyed monster. We have time to drive from Louisiana to Texas. We have time to talk and laugh with our friends and our loved ones. And we can make time, got time to make sure we do that work on the job. If we have time to do all that, we got time to meditate on the word. The word that's going to keep us. God said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. If you're keeping your mind on Jesus and you're meditating on the word, you're going to stand, too. You can't help but stand because the word is on the inside of you. But we as humans, we find excuses for everything except for meditating on the word of God. It's God that keeps us, people. It's God that provides us with the job. It's God that provides us with the homes and the cars and the groceries. It's God that provides us with the money to pay the bills. It's God. He said, if the earth is mine and the fullness thereof, and everything that's in it belong to me. We are going to have to meditate on the word of God, like he says, day and night. That brings peace, people. Try it and see. Once we begin to meditate on God, then next we'll realize that we need order. Once you meditate, it brings order to your life. Order. You know, that's something to think about. The peace of God brings order. It's helped you to establish and reestablish your life. Order in society, order in the government, order in marriages, order in families, order on your job, order in churches, order in America, order in your life. Where there's order, there's peace, people. If you look at the news and watch the worldly situation, you see a lot of things out of order. That's why there's no peace. What's going on in the world right now come from no peace. Because if we had peace, we wouldn't be having wars and rumors of wars. What's going on right now? Fighting, killing, stealing, lying, cheating. If you got order, you're not going to have all that. Amen? especially if it's the order from Jesus Christ. He brings order when you got peace. It's hard to put things in order when you in a frustrated stage. You got to have order. And the word brings order. There's no peace without order. Things are flying all over the place. People are everywhere. People doing everything, saying everything. There's no order. In order for you to have order, you need to have peace. And the peace of God will bring order to your mind. That's why it's important to meditate on the word day and night. Let it not depart from your eyes nor your lips. Therein you will find health and strength, even to the marrow of your bones. We need order, people. But when your mind is sound, you have order. If your mind is all over the place, you cannot make a wise decision. And that brings us to the mind. Romans 12 and 2 say, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to the ways of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then we will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. Remember perfect peace? Once we get order, then our mind is straight. But we can't get it if we don't have our minds transformed. That was Romans 12 and 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to the ways of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we will be able to test and prove what God's will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will is. We will be able to make the right decisions. Amen? We got to have a mind of Christ. We get a mind of everything but Christ. We be quick to get that other stuff to satisfy flesh. You know the word of God say the hardest thing to bring up under subjection is your flesh. Flesh want to have its way. All the time. It want to be satisfied. But there's no good in flesh. That's in the word. I didn't make it up. Flesh want to be satisfied. But we're going to have to be transformed by renewing our minds so we can walk in the spirit and fulfill the things of the spirit and not the flesh. Amen? God's will is to have a kingdom which he can enjoy and live in with his family, who is us. We are the family of God. He do want us to live and be happy and have peace and joy and contentment. But we're going to have to do it his way. If we do it the way God wants us to do it, we won't have to worry about it. We won't have to worry about it. He said, if the earth crumble around or down around you, be still and know that I'm God. We're going to have to know the word, people. We're going to have to be meditating day and night. So when things get to flying and out of order and all messed up, we could be resting in comfort and in peace. But we got to get our minds transformed. We got to renew our minds. We got to meditate on the word day and night. Not just when it's time to go to church on Sunday morning. Not just when it's time to go to Sunday school. Not just when something happens, we run and pick up our Bible. He say meditate. We can't, soon as somehow we just go run and grab the Bible. And then some of us, we don't even grab the Bible. We just call on Jesus. God said, my sheep know my voice and will not follow a stranger. You call